Welcome back to the Darrell Johnson Show. I'm your host, officially Darrell Johnson. What episode is this? Every time I do a podcast, I always forget what episode. But I think it's... Let me check, man. I'm so unprepared, but you know what? I like to keep it authentic and raw, so I do not know what episode this is, okay? Episode 30. Episode 30 of the Darrell Johnson Show. How fast can you monetize a Instagram page? Okay, that's the title of this podcast, this episode. How fast can you monetize an Instagram page? Now, just from my experience, I've been on Instagram since maybe like 2013, 2014 is when I was like really getting the feel of like what this really is. Because at first I was just like most people, they don't really take it serious. Just looking at likes and followers and comments. They just think it's all about the likes, followers, and comments when it's like, it's not that. It started to more make sense to me business-wise in like 2014. I was doing an internship and I was managing an artist account. You know, the artist that I was interning for of their company, I was managing his fan page. And I was, you know, my responsibility was to connect with, like, you know, booking agents, book shows, set up interviews, connect with fans. I really didn't know up until then how much you could connect with the world. Like, if you wanted to connect with Denver, if you wanted to connect with California, if you wanted to connect with Oregon, if you wanted to connect with these places, you didn't really have to leave your house. All you had to do was have a good social media presence and actually talk to them, you know, send them messages, comment on their pages, tag them in certain posts. I didn't know it up until then. So now it's just like, you know, when I use it in my own business, just like I probably move a lot faster now. Like I don't, like back then I was just like moving real slow. I wasn't moving slow, but I would say slow. Like my slow is probably different from your slow. Like I would tell people to work how I used to work in 2014, but I'm considering fast because now I just know, like, you know, how many people you can talk to. Now I'm trying to talk to like 100 people, 200 people. You know, everybody that watch my stories, I'm always trying to interact with they content and what they do on their page. So communication is a big thing with trying to monetize your Instagram page. You have to be communicating with people, regardless if you got a product or you don't have a product. And what I do want to clear up right now is, like, what does it mean to actually monetize an Instagram? When people say monetize, like, okay, monetize your page. How do you monetize your page? Monetizing your page pretty much means you have a product, right? It means that you have something to sell. And you're selling it directly through Instagram. You're not going through a website. You're not going through... Well, you could go through a website, but you can go through a landing page. You can just be messaging somebody and they just, you know, you send them an invoice and then you send them the product just directly on Instagram. That's what it means to monetize your page. And monetizing your page has a lot to do with the person. Because if you're posting content, that should be influencing people to want to work with you. So if you have no content that influences people to buy something from you or, you know, purchase something that you're selling, then your page is not monetized. Like, you just posting pictures all day. You just posting videos for your own life and your own enjoyment. But when you're monetizing, you know that all of the content that I'm posting is going to lead back into somebody being interested in what I'm selling. And then depending on from there what I say and the price and all of that stuff, then they buy the product. So I just wanted to make that very clear of, like, you know, when people say monetize. But how fast can you monetize a page? You can monetize a page pretty fast. I'm going to be honest with you. If you had a sharp quality profile picture, about 5,000 followers... forget 5,000, 10,000. I'm gonna say 10,000 followers. Because you can monetize a page at 1,000 followers, but the people that I'm talking to want to make a lot of money. So you know, that's why I got into the business of helping people get their followers. It's not an easy thing, you know. I make big promises, y'all. Like, I be trying to get people 10K, 20K, 100K. But I just believe in, you know, the higher amount of followers you have, the more that your page looks good. And appearance is everything when it comes to marketing. So, but how fast can you do it? You know what? Let's just start up with somebody that has 1,000 followers, 5,000 followers, right? If you communicate with enough people a day, and like I said, you're making the content that you're making is influencing people to buy something from you, and you're making good content around that. And even if you like, the content does not have to be specifically you selling something. It just needs to be you informing people about who you are and who you are as a person, making people trust you and you know, being vulnerable. If you have content like that, that you can sell something to anybody, because, you know, you are the brand. You know, like your name is the brand. People do not typically do business with people on the internet that they don't know. They tend to like to get their products from somebody that they know, whether it's a company like Amazon, Walmart, or whether it's just like a, you know, a guy that they know, an influencer or somebody that just has a company and, you know, he shares his life. So obviously, if he's sharing his journey, that means that, you know, he's doing good business. You know, he's still active. He's still passionate. And people like to do business with those type of accounts, you know, so that's why you're always going to see the person that's always mostly making money. He's always posting stories, like maybe 20 stories a day. He probably got a podcast. He probably got a YouTube channel. Probably got a book. Probably speaking. Probably showing, you know, community testimonials and, you know, him talking to customers and they feedback. And, you know, that's what the guy does when he's actually monetizing. He taps into this power of the internet, where it's just like, you know, I've communicated with so many people and my content has touched so many people that now you probably can just sit back and just wait for people to come. But if you don't have a strong brand, you need to be going out here and talking to people. You need to talk to people. You need to build your network, you know, because the more people you work with, the more people that they're going to start to recommend other people to work with you. So now your network is building. So until you build that network, do not just post. Don't make like content where you feel like it can monetize, but still feel like I'm not going to talk to nobody. Because number one, there's millions of people on the internet. There's a lot of people doing exactly what you're doing. I have to say that all the time. There's a lot of people doing exactly what you're doing. So you cannot feel like even if you feel like this is not no competition, I work with people, I'll collaborate. It still does not matter. They're picking other people over you. When somebody says, you know, like I say, if a fitness trainer, if they had the choice of picking two fitness trainers, like I need a fitness trainer today, and this fitness trainer has 20,000 followers, he's active, he's showing, he makes like tutorial videos, he's showing his lifestyle, he's being vulnerable, sharing his story. Then you got this other fitness trainer where he has 5,000 followers. He's not really active. He doesn't share his story. You don't even know how he sounds. He barely even makes videos. I've never heard him speak. You know, that's one of the main things of how people don't monetize, is you don't even know their voice. That person that they're gonna choose, logically, you're gonna choose the dude with the 20,000 followers. Not because he has 20,000, but because he is more open. You know, like people trust people that are open. Like if you're not saying something, that automatically means like, okay, hold on, something is going on. This dude is not talking. I see no pictures of him. I don't see him at the beach. I don't see him with his family. I don't see him doing business stuff, talking like business stuff. So people automatically associate that with a scam. But when you're active, shout out to my book, Activated. When you're active every single day and you're talking to people and you're putting yourself out there and you sharing your story, you teaching people, you sharing your ups and your downs, you sharing your voice, you sharing your opinion regardless of if anybody like it or not, that's how you start monetizing. You know, that's how you can start. And you can start doing that with 1,000 followers, but it just makes it better for me. It just makes it better the higher follower count. Like even if you had 1,000, just work to get to 2,000, then work to get to 3, then 4, then 5, then 6. But regardless, never stop trying to build that follower count, because you want to still make your page look good. It's almost like painting a building. You know, like you don't want to just like get comfortable and not finish painting the building, but at the same time, just be happy that you still have a business going. Like, that's why I'm saying, like, still be active. The people that are active monetize, okay? There's always going to be more room to grow and make more money, but the people that are active are going to monetize the fastest. And that's why this podcast, I mean, this episode right here is like, how fast can a page monetize? It can monetize very fast, but it's going to depend on how active you are within the people that you're trying to reach. Are you liking their pictures? Are you commenting on their pictures? Are you watching their stories? When they leaving you comments, are you commenting back? Are you making content that they can get a reaction from them? They can get an opinion from them, because that's what like means to me. I don't look at likes. Likes to me means reactions. Comments means opinions. You know, views means attention. So you have to be making content that gets reactions. A lot of people just making self-driven content and they forget about the person that is watching them. So you have to make content, and that's why I say you have to be using your voice, because people don't really react to photos all the time. When it's a photo about you, it's like, why would I react to that? You know, I'm just looking at you. But if I see something that you're doing within your story and you're sharing it with me, then they like, oh, okay, you know, I like that. Like, that's cool. That's motivating, you know, or something that's motivation. I like that. So you want to make content that gets people to react, gets people to share their opinions, you know, and this is something that I'm trying to do, but like making, when I'm writing a caption out, you know, making, saying like a whole paragraph or something like that to actually get people's opinion. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you express yourself, people feel the need to express themselves, you know? So if you're not expressing yourself, people are not going to express themselves. They're going to be like, nah, this is not a place where I can express myself at, you know? So, but if you have a specific type of way that you post on your post, that it's going to invoke opinions all the time, because you're going to be sharing your opinion, and then somebody else is going to be like, you know, this guy actually makes sense. You know, people like to actually make sense out of what people are saying. They don't like to read short things. Some people want to read your book. You know, some people want to listen to a podcast and listen to 80 episodes before even buying something from you. So you have to understand, like, people want to go into depth sometimes, but you're going to always have those people that just need that, you know, they just need maybe 20 minutes of knowing you. And off the rip, they feel like they can just sense that they can buy something from you. And that's why I'm saying it's so fast the way that you can monetize, but you have to be active and you have to tap into who you are as a person. Like, once you start making a dollar on Instagram, you tapped into who you are as a person and who you are as a CEO or as a business owner. And you need to continue to keep tapping into it. And the more you tap into it, that's when people start sending you 5, then 10, then 100, then 150, then 200. That starts to let you know, like, okay, I've tapped into like the content, the type of content I need to make to monetize. I tapped into the type of story that I need to share about myself, and you know, you need to just continue to tap into that. So I would say be active and communicate. Those are the main two things I would say to how to monetize a page fast. Be active and communicate. Okay, so I'm gonna end that. Episode 30. Thank you guys for joining in on this podcast. Like I said, I don't like to always put everything. Like, I'm not finna make a 2-hour long podcast about everything, because obviously you're not finna listen to this for 2 hours. So that's just a nugget. So feel free to go back and look at the other podcasts that I've done, the other, you know, 20 or 25, or you can go back to episode 1, you know, when I'm just talking about procrastination versus you know, overthinking, state of immersion, episode 2. Those are still good. You know what I'm saying? Those are still good. So just don't think like this is the only thing that you need to know that's going to have you monetize. I'm just telling you, this is the two main elements of monetizing, is being active and communicating. Because at the end, you have to deal with people. People are going to send you money. Like, people are going to send you money. So you have to get good at talking to people. Episode 30, I'm out.